Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A surge in migrants from Africa threatens the European Union's living standards and social structures. Those comments come from British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond Sunday, saying the bloc was unable to take in millions of people seeking a new life. Hammond's comments, some of the most outspoken yet on the subject, underscore how the British government is ramping up its anti-immigration rhetoric in response to a spike in migrant trips to reach Britain via the Channel Tunnel from France. They're also part of a wider EU trend, which has seen Alexis Tsipras say that Greece cannot cope with the number of migrants fleeing instability in the Middle East and Africa, and German calls for tighter immigration curbs. Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday.
70 anni fa, il 6 e il 9 agosto.
His comments come as Japan marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping an atomic bomb on Nagasaki days before the end of World War II. The pontiff said the memories of the atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in early August 1945 remain as a call for nuclear disarmament. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of northern Kunduz province. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll from the blast had risen to 29. VOA News.